Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster, and I wanted to say hello to Captain Nomophobia.
That's the new title, Captain Nomophobia.
Yeah, yeah, certainly
like
was
it.
That
we'll
way.
We'll get you a hat or something. You need an eye patch, Gary.
There we go.
That must be it. I need one of those.
And a hat with that title on it. Well, Mike, let's take a look at some of the headlines that you have this week and MI Tech News before we tell folks about how to get it, which is very easy. First of all, automotive solar companies are scoring big with some strategic funds, according to your headlines.
Yeah, well, it's all over the place, too, but it's primarily automotive, some solar. Ballpark figure, $20 million or so in grants. Ballpark figure going to create somewhere around 2,000 jobs. But it's spread out from Albion Township to Waterton Township to Troy, all over the place. Mm. So they scattered the money, but it looks like it's all good.
And what's nice about that, too, is and looking at that Albion, Waterton, Benzonia, China Township, saying they're all smaller communities. They're going to be benefiting from this, which will have, I think, probably even bigger impact. A lot of those communities having been abandoned by some of the suppliers for the car company long ago. Another headline, Ann Arbor Networks have been seeing DDoS attacks setting a big record.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, where somebody pings the heck out of your website and brings your website down kind of thing.
Called a denial of service attack.
Yeah, denial of service, you know, so... apparently it's way up. It's a popular attack medium now. Somebody does something that some group doesn't like, and they bring their site down. But it set a record for the first 6 months of the year. I think it was as high the first 6 months of the year as it was all of last year. So it's really getting bad.
Is that focused towards Ann Arbor, or was that just kind of a general number?
No, this is Arbor Networks reporting that.
I gotcha.
Not necessarily. It's you know, all over their network, and they serve worldwide.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just... If some group doesn't like you, they're going to go after you and shut your website.
So there's more and more of that kind of thing going on. More and more need then for good protection. We've talked about that a lot. One of the other headlines here is that Consumers Energy is being rated as a top Midwest environmental champion. That's good news.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally think that about Consumers Energy, but actually they've been pretty active in this area with renewable energy, with wind, with improving air quality, reducing energy usage, all that jazz. When they lump all that in together, they did the best of any utility in the Midwest. So that's kudos for them, right?
Absolutely. Mike Brennan, by the way, the editor of MI Tech News with us. One last thing here. It's kind of fun, funny. Video game and mobile app projects are approved for incentives. And one of the things that the Michigan Film Office is going to be approving help with are Santa and his elves. And I think all the children are happy that Santa and his elves are going to be getting some help.
Yeah, well, there's some funding there. The film office does a pretty good job with what resources that they do have. That's the only thing the governor and I split on. I mean, I agree with him on a lot of things, but I thought he underfunded this whole film area. I thought it could have been really, really big for Michigan, but it's still, you know, $25 million or so.
We're still seeing a lot of activity. Yeah, you're right. It hasn't gone away. It just there is an argument about whether we're really getting a good return on that. Well, Mike Brennan is the editor of MI Tech News, as you heard. That comes to you every week, and it is much more than just these few headlines we pulled out. It's news that comes from nationally level, Michigan. It talks something about what's going on with entrepreneurs. If you're looking for places to get together to network or looking for funding, very often you'll find great leads in MI Tech News. As well as if you're interested in what's going on in technology in our fair state of Michigan and around the Midwest, it's a great way of keeping in contact with that. You say, how much will that cost me? Not a dime, not a penny. Just go to internetadvisor.net. Scroll down the page to Mike's smiling face, and the subscribe button is right there. Click on that, and every Friday, a whole lot of good stuff will be heading towards you with MI Tech News. That includes a lot of audio as well. Mike, thanks so much for that, and we'll talk to you
again
next week.
Thanks, Captain Nomophobia.
Thanks, Mike.